Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah! Happy Being Alive Day, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. July the 17th, 2023. Coming your way in 20 minutes, we are stunned to a news. Although before then, I've been alerted that Danielle, Mraz's beautiful and talented wife, has delivered a gift of sorts to the show. So we will do that coming up on the show in about 20 minutes. Also in 40 minutes, Miles Sanders has some interesting comments about Andy Dalton. Interesting. Speaking of running backs in the NFL, can we talk about what's happening with the Vegas Raiders and Josh Jacobs for a moment here? This has been the offseason from hell for running backs. If you wanted to get paid or you wanted your bosses to say nice things and you were a running back, this was the worst off season ever. Austin Eckler, we're good. Saquon Barkley, we're good. Dalvin Cook, we're good. Josh Jacobs, we're good. All of these teams have taken Pro Bowl caliber running backs, some of which came off career seasons, and said, meh. Now, in the Big Apple today with the Go Big Blue, with that team at 4 o'clock, there's a deadline about whether they will come to some type of agreement with Saquon Barkley. And I think the Big Blue has a...
I will take Bradley.
They've got a price in mind, and they're not going to go over that. And now it's just a game of chicken, and whether Saquon is going to say no to that and force their hand in some type of holdout situation. I would imagine that a deal gets done today because Saquon eventually just has to say yes, because it's better to take the money than have no money going into age 26 as a running back.
Go Big Blue!
Go Big Blue! But in Vegas, it sounds like Josh Jacobs and the Raiders are even farther apart than the Giants and Saquon. Word is Jacobs will not be reported to training camp if he does not strike a deal with the Raiders on a long-term extension. From the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the feeling around the team is that the gap between the offer from the squad and Jacobs' desires is too large to bridge by today's deadline for franchise-tagged players to sign their multi-year deals. Jacobs is not under contract if he does not sign the tag today, so skipping camp would not come with any penalties or fines from the team. But it would call into question the path the Raiders want to take at running back if Jacobs isn't assured of being back in time for the regular season. This from Pro Football Talk. Remember, other backs have been tagged and have been frustrated by doing so, like Tony Pollard in Dallas as well. I think there is an element to this from a Raider standpoint that does feel like they're playing with fire, because Josh Jacobs is the best player on their offense. And they've got a quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo that really can't handle an offense unless he has stout running behind him. We've seen this time and time again from Jimmy G. He thrives when they don't have to worry about. He thrives when he's got a defense worried about the running back. He thrives when the pieces around him are deep and dynamic. He thrives when the defense is excellent. When Jimmy G has to carry you is when the problems happen. And if you don't have Josh Jacobs in the fold, you ask more of Garoppolo. Jacobs is a two-time Pro Bowler in his 4 years with the team and is coming off his best season. Jacobs was nasty last year for the Raiders under Josh McDaniels. 1,650 yards on the ground, 12 touchdowns. His 1,600 yards, by far his most of his career, 12 touchdowns, ties for a career high. Also, though, 340 carries, which is 75 more than his next highest usage season. So they used him a lot. He also caught 53 passes for 400 yards. That's a guy that went for over 2,000 yards from scrimmage last year, and now they're nickel and diming him. So is there some risk here? Because you have a quarterback that needs a great ground game and he's coming off a really productive season. Yes, there is some risk here. At the same time, I feel like every running back in the NFL that's got money signs in his eyes just has to crash back to reality, that that's just not your reality. There's a lot of comparisons between running backs and the newspaper industry. If you grew up in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the newspaper in your town or your city was center to your life. And the columnist, if you're a sports fan, the columnists in your sports section were the kingmakers. If they ripped a manager or ripped a coach, everybody the next day was talking about it. They could get people fired. If they were high on a young player, you circled that young player. That player's a made man. Those columnists dictated so much in your city. And then as the internet took over, Craigslist was the first part of things, took all of that classified money away from newspapers. And then we started going to CBSSports.com, ESPN.com. We started getting our sports news online. Suddenly, online columnists, blogs started taking away the impact of the newspaper columnist. And then as newspapers' revenues dwindled and advertising fled to other places like the internet, the paper got smaller and smaller and smaller. The columns got shorter and more rare. They started slashing your beat reporters and your columnist salaries. They stopped traveling to go cover the games. And suddenly your newspaper sports sections became almost an afterthought in your community. And those columnists who used to get paid tons of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, got outpriced, priced out, and faded away. And now newspapers are gasping for air. Sports sections are gasping for air. The New York Times disbanded their sports section last week. The LA Times not running box scores and stats anymore. A lot of sports sections have just gone away around the country. And all of those six-figure jobs or sometimes seven-figure jobs of sports columnists from back in the day are not there anymore. And you think that life should still be that way. And believe me, I love the old newspaper sports sections as well. But that's gone. And I feel like running backs are the same thing. If you grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s,
you knew that a great running back was almost vital to winning a Super Bowl or being a contender.
Vital.
Terrell Davis, Emmitt Smith, Roger Craig or Ricky Waters, Otis Anderson or Joe Morris, John Riggins, Tony Dorsett, Franco Harris. It was almost mandated. Larry Zonka, Jim Taylor. You had to have a great running back or you were toast. And then as the 90s gave way to the 2000s, and the 2000s gave way to the 2010s and 2020s, it's just an afterthought. Right off the top of your head, do you know who the Chiefs' leading rusher last year in the playoffs was? No chance. Do you know who got the most carries for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? Seventh rounder Isaiah Pacheco out of Rutgers. Not exactly Christian Okoye. Could you name who the Eagles' top back is going to be coming into the season? It's mainly Jalen Hurts. The point is that they're interchangeable. You know, the best teams in the NFL, it rarely, if ever, has anything to do with their running back. The Titans are the anomaly. Everybody else, when we talk about the best teams in the NFL, we start at quarterback and then start talking about their wide receivers. We don't start with who their running back is, and that's why they'll win a lot of games. So running backs like Saquon, like Josh Jacobs, like Austin Eckler and Tony Pollard and all the rest of these guys that want money, they're not living in today's reality unless, you know, you're $2 or $3 million away from what the offer is. In that case, you know, you're moving around decimal points and you're trying to get a roster bonus here or a guarantee there. If I make a Pro Bowl, this is what it's worth it to me. But, you know, if Josh Jacobs and the Raiders are, let's just say, $20 million apart or something, Josh Jacobs has no chance of winning that battle. None. There's no chance. This is not 1993 where Emmitt Smith has a price in his mind and sits out for two games and the Cowboys go 0-2 and Jerry Jones goes, fine, pay him whatever he wants. And it's just not going to happen anymore. So I just think you have to live in reality. I think if you're a running back, you basically exist in the newspaper section of the locker room. We like you. We like the concept of you, but we could replace you. You're not necessary to us. And for all of these running backs, I would be very careful about these holdouts, you know, because they'll go into the draft and they'll find Isaiah Pacheco. They'll go into the draft and find the next guy, and it's not going to be that hard for them. I'm talking about the GMs, the coaches. So, you know, you can't risk in pricing yourself out. So I think the Raiders do need Josh Jacobs to be better, but is he the difference between winning a Super Bowl or getting? No. The Raiders aren't getting to a Super Bowl with him. So why are they going to break the bank on something that's not even close to what they think he's worth? 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Pete, how much should we do about Mraz leaving this week? Should it be like 50-50? Should it be 30-70? The first number here is how much time we spend on Mraz and his legacy here on the show.
Maybe like 5.95?
5 to 95. So just a dollop.
Yeah.
It's like you get a big coffee and just a little bit of cream.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he is dropping his moniker and going corporate, so.
So you think that hurts how much we should remember him?
Yeah, I told you, this is a max contract. The end of the end is the climax of a max contract.
No, he's getting a max contract.
Yes, but the peak is now. This is now we're getting into the injury phase of the whole.
Well, he hadn't even started in the max contract.
That's what I'm saying. What's going to happen?
I'm confused.
So you're saying that we've held the big press conference for the new contract. Everybody's feeling good and doing well, excited about Mraz, but that by opening night, there's going to be a massive injury. So right now is when all the feelings are the best.
Correct.
Okay.
Gordon Hayward.
Tear my shoulder labrum? I guess it's possible.
Well, Pete thinks that ultimately, you know, that you're gonna get big headed with this new role, new station, big contract, and
no
that
question.
You're just going to start mailing it in and not be worth your deal.
No question.
Oh, you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just kidding. I'm gonna work hard, I think.
You said there's no work to be done, though.
Yeah, there's always work to be done.
I don't know.
Just not work as we understand work to be done. It's more
chair.
Mental work.
What?
Mental just, work.
But you watch all the Yankee games anyway. The Bombers.
Got to watch a lot more.
Team from Queens.
Yeah, that. The Flushers. Right, exactly. You know.
Okay, so you have to watch more baseball. You watch both of the football teams.
Yeah, and I have to work on my patience and not overreacting every day.
On Twitter?
On a microphone?
On the microphone, they want you to do that.
Yeah, but baseball, can I have the same take every day? It's one thing to have the same take every week. This, we got new takes we can have every day. It gets very monotonous over there.
Okay, so the labor will come from watching another baseball team.
Mental strain.
And thinking about the takes more.
Yes, it's okay. More of a mental gymnastics I will play. The actual labor, the hard-hattedness, if you will. And to be honest, I probably leave my hard hat at the door here.
When do you offer to eat something?
I'm done eating. I told him that. Okay. I'm not the eating guy.
Yeah.
You told him that?
Yeah. I said I'm not stuffing my mouth with a bunch of stuff. I need a healthier me now.
Is it because you want to be healthier or because you don't want to be seen as a sideshow?
I mean, I the sideshow will come no matter what. I had a bug in my shirt to start this show. No, I want to be healthier. If I'm going to not sleep 4 hours a day and get a little more sleep, the least I could owe my body back is a little respect.
Wow. You told them you're not going to eat stuff on air?
Yeah, I said I'm not going to be the, you know, throwing hot dogs down my mouth. Don't worry about that, I was told. So.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, look. Shawnee's making a move, all right? He's...
telling you, this is it.
Shorty's made a move.
Yeah, you get crazy. I'm naturally animated. I don't make up, so you get that part of me.
Why do you think that they wanted you to change your name to your real name? What's their thinking?
All I was told, and I really don't know. I will just tell you the only quote I was told was, quote, "I hate nicknames. Go by your name." But it dawns on me that was told
that
to
the boss?
Yeah, it was dawned on me that it was told to me by a boss that actually goes professionally by a nickname. So I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't answer that.
Oh.
There you have it.
Well, do you think that they're trying to dress you up as a more credible sportscaster?
I don't know. Like, I guess a sportscaster sounds weird. What am I doing? The highlights in 89? No, I get. Well, they do want me in some ways to be taken seriously, but I also think that they are hiring me for a sideshow. I think they're looking at me to be a utility player on the air. We need the crazy. We'll tap on them for the crazy. We need, like, a coherent sports thought. We need that sports thought to be taken seriously. So, you know, I represent an opposing fan base point of view than the number one name on the show. And I think they're looking for that balance between us two as fans, I think, while having the athlete in the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Have fun.
We'll see what happens.
But they want you to be a real person. They don't want you to be a crazy slapstick kind of guy.
But I think, and this is what gets lost in the Mirazzi and the pork butts know this well, I am a real person. And I think that they know that they want me to be the real person while getting the natural real person stuff that you guys think is zany person. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, even DA's producer on TV.
This is Vinny Testaverde at the Meadowlands. It's coming. Out for the season.
Just hit us. Don't fill the job permanently. You know, we'll see what happens.
Oh, we will. We're not going through hundreds of resumes for to not fill it permanently.
This is Vinny Testaverde at the Meadowlands. Is that when he ripped his Achilles in game one? Okay. And then Moret goes, just listen, don't fill the gig permanently. Yes, well, whoever we hire will tell you, this is just a temporary solution here. We're kind of waiting for Moraz to come back.
we'll make, you're an interim until 2025. We'll make that decision.
You're Rich Bisaccia for 2.5 years, and then we'll make a decision. Okay, when we come back, Danielle Moraz's wife has something for the show. I don't know what it is. I haven't been hip to that yet, but it's coming, so stick around. Plus, we're stunned. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Somebody stop making me look at my fat ass like this every day! It's depressing! I'm a slob, and it needs to end!
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Sounds like it is going to end, as Moraz wants to be a healthier version of himself. Something that I've said out loud, approximately 25 times over the course of our 10 years together. Welcome back. You can listen to the DA show on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network and also on SiriusXM Channel 158. And on the free apps, use the free Odyssey app or the free CBS Sports app.
I forgot, after Yard House, I scooped up a Ghirardelli Hot Fudge Sundae when the Jack Rabbits screwed me on an early big bet.
Bogues had a great idea on the PGP last week. We have to settle all bets this week. All bets are clear. Do I still owe you a six-pack of Kona Big Wave, or did I get that for you?
I thought you got me all the beer you owed me.
I think I did get you the Kona, but I think I do still owe Bogues beer from the brouhaha this year, because I delivered half of the winnings to the Bob's Bar show.
Do I owe Bogues beer then?
I believe so too. Yeah, not nearly as much as DA, but you do owe me something.
Here we go.
So please go back to the videotape and let's review how much beer we owe. And if anybody has anything that Moraz owes them, or I owe them, or we owe somebody, speak now or forever hold your peace this week.
Moraz owes me $1,000.
$1,000.
Yes.
For Wimbledon?
Yes. I purchased those tickets thinking we're going to go. Pay up.
So Danielle, Moraz's wonderful wife, has decided to get a gift. So let's cue the music here, boys.
As she does in most cases, she handles all the gift giving in my house.
So,
and everything else.
This is for me, but has been told to me that it can be used for the show all week long.
If you choose to.
If I choose to. It's a brown paper bag in a beautiful, nice little
prison theme tissue paper?
It's a flask.
Open this up. Oh, wowee!
No way.
It's a wooden box that has an etching on the front that says the DA Show Radio Trivia 2013 through 2023.
Wow.
Whoa! This is awesome!
Did she have permission to use your logo, DA?
No. We'll license it out.
Okay.
It should be noted, Danielle got me one of the greatest gifts I've ever had. And I saved it to this day, and it is front and center where I keep all my mementos. And it is a scrapbook of the first 7 years or so of the show when I turned 40. It was my 40th birthday present. And it was awesome, this incredible scrapbook with all these cool pictures from the show and headlines and things that were clipped out of everything. It was just, like, really, really special. She's amazing at gift giving. Look at these cards. All these cards have the logo on the front and then trivia on the back.
This is amazing.
Okay, so the first card, I'm gonna just take it off the top. This is great. This is so great. And I'm not even supposed to say his name, but I'm gonna say it. What was the first thing Jack Stern cooked for the staff? This is from 2022. How amazing is that this is a trivia question? Would anybody like to guess?
Buffalo wings.
Yeah, it was wings.
I'm the one who gave her all the answers and questions, so.
I don't think I would have guessed wings. I think I would have said tangier chicken. But it is wings. Wings are the correct answer.
And he
there.
Never cooked tangier chicken.
Right, which would have been, that was my first thought, which would have been a whole other problem. It's not tangier chicken. He didn't make it, so.
No, wasn't it something disgusting nobody ate? It wasn't wings.
No, it was wings, and that's when we thought he was a good cook, because the wings were good. That's the twist.
Mm-hmm. And you hung to those wings. There's a time, remember, where the three of us were pushing back on Jack. And you were his number one fan, and the wings were part of your ammo.
Yeah,
thanks. Right.
I was the original defender.
You were.
Let that not be forgotten.
People forget.
How'd that go for you?
Still the defender?
History.
Just so you know, those are, like, I don't know if she has them all in year order. You don't want to keep pulling from the same year, maybe. You might want to shuffle. There's 11 years worth of questions in there, 5 or 6 per year.
Here's a good one. Our board ops went from overnight Kenny Brock to evenings Planet Steve-O. And Planet Steve-O was a little bit of a space cadet. He was on his own planet. If you see the Zubaz video, Planet Steve-O makes an appearance in the Zubaz video. What guest did Steve Moralia, Planet Steve-O, book when he had his 1 week shot at producing over the summer in 2015? What guest? The plan is Steve-O. Now, Mraz is out for vacation. Steve-O has a chance to kind of rise up the ranks, move from the board over to the producing chair, maybe, you know, impress some of the execs here. Who's the one guest that Plan is Steve-O booked that week?
Don't look at me. I said on Side A this last week, I know nothing about the Steve Moralia era still of the show.
As you
so I got nothing.
You said he's a ghost to me.
Yes.
The answer is he booked Mraz.
He went 0-for-4 the first 4 days and booked me from Florida the fifth day.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Sean now books DA when DA's on vacation, so.
Final question. This is from 2018. What did Mraz think Rosetta Stone was actually called?
I don't remember this one. He knew what it did, but not what it was called.
He knew that it translated or helped you learn new languages. He thought it was called Sharon Stone, everybody.
That's right.
This is awesome. This is so freaking awesome. A whole set of DA Show trivia cards. Don't think for a second that Dixieland Dan wouldn't be playing this outside in his backyard, crushing Bush Lights and eating possum.
That was the caveat that Daniel wanted to throw out there, that we do have the template. We do have extra cards and boxes. We could perhaps give away a game or two at the end of the week if anybody would like to win this, and you deciding how that would happen.
Wow. Wow.
I think if we did, they got to answer a question.
Wow.
So that's why I wanted to give it to you Monday. Marinate on that. See if that you want to use that in any way, shape, or form the rest of the week.
I like Pete's idea. A little, like little Dixieland Dan versus Robin the 3-2-1. Best of three questions. Winner gets the set.
Oh, so we've picked out that those are the two super friends?
No, just the first two guys in my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is so awesome. Well, we'll have to do something about giving something away. Yeah.
Shawnee could sign the box.
Yeah. Commemorative.
Is he going to sign it as Sean Moraz or as Moraz?
Good question. When we went out to Boise, we had lines wrapped around the block for autographs. Moraz signed a Moraz.
You would fail that trivia question.
Really?
I signed all three names. I signed my name, and then I did the little quotes, Moraz, underneath it.
Oh.
That was my go-to DA show signature when everybody asked for one.
If you are in the Tri-State area, or just want to make a smile, as Moraz goes over to the new station and starts doing remote broadcasts, public appearances, if you could just show up to some of those and say, I only know you as Moraz, please address me as such, that would really be helpful so that the execs see what type of mistake they're making.
He's also off for some prayers, too, if you want to come and see him and pray with him as well.
The one thing I want is my name back, and you guys all like demand that.
It reminds me of those websites that sell the t-shirts that say, like, I still call it the Jake, or I still call it City Field. Right, I still call him Moraz t-shirt.
That's actually not bad. That's not bad.
Bogues has headlines.
First, there was a hole in one, then a title for Steph Curry at Tahoe.
Get in the hole!
He's got a chance.
Oh, it goes in! And Steph Curry is the winner
of the American Century Championship.
We promote the hell out of this tournament. Yeah. We've had Kevin Millar on, Joe Theismann on.
Yeah.
We've had all these guests on about this event, and it turned out we had Smoltz on about this, Maddox on about this, and it turned out to be an awesome event, and Steph Curry won it.
I was just going to utter the words, who cares about Steph Curry playing golf in some event? And then you just dawned on me that this was the event we promoted.
This is the Lake Tahoe event that we had like 10 people on to promote, and it turned out to be awesome.
I think we had three in one day, Sean. You and I.
We did one each hour, 7, 8, 9.
We were basically there without being there, and you forgot.
We did Radio Row from Lake Tahoe.
I think Planet Steve-O was on as well.
Amazing. Moraz booked 16 guests to promote this event, and then it actually had an amazing weekend as Steph had a hole-in-one and then won it on an eagle on a 16-foot or 18-foot putt or something.
Yeah.
And Moraz was like, what event is this?
And people stayed at the end of this one too, Sean. They stayed the whole way to the end.
They stand next to a lake.
I guess so.
Water.
Dive right in.
What is this dopey golf tournament nobody cares about? Oh, the one that we've done a read for every week for 3 months?
It's fair. Next year, you're going to be in it.
Right.
Yeah, really.
True.
What? Who's in the Moraz golf tournament? Or the Sean Moraz golf tournament?
Yeah, there it is.
Kevin James. Ray Romano.
Joe Gattascoli.
Alf.
Joe Gattascoli.
Patton Oswalt.
Did you say Alf?
Alf is the
name. Alf. Patton Oswalt.
There's another guy, Gary Valentine. Is that his name? That's always in the Kevin James.
All the Kevin James people.
Billy Baldwin.
Billy Baldwin. The guy that played Larry in Three's Company.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy. No, Larry
Manning.
The Cable Guy is in this one.
No, that's right.
Yeah, Cooper Manning.
And Jack Stern.
Curry beat former tennis player Marty Fish. By the way, he had won this event 3 summers ago. As for the pros, Rory McIlroy birdied 17 and 18 to steal the Scottish Open yesterday, sending him off to Royal Liverpool for the British Open this week. He won the event the last time it was there. The Astros went deep five times, including twice in a four-run ninth for a 9-8 win in Anaheim last night. Houston remains three games behind Texas in the AL West, two games up on the Red Sox for the AL's last wild card spot. The Yankees also two back of the Astros after losing in Colorado on some kind of home run from Alan Trejo.
There's the 2-0. Swung on, and there it goes deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Alan Trejo, it's a two-run home run. A solo home run, excuse me.
Oh, no.
They're in the bottom of the 11th, and Colorado wins 8-7.
855-29, never mind. You guys know.
No.
There was a two-run home run to tie the game.
215-592, excuse me, 855.
Bottom 11.
592-0.
The Bombers now 15 and 19 since Aaron Judge hurt his toe. The Titans were the first team to host DeAndre Hopkins. Now they are signing the free agent wideout. It'll reportedly be a two-year deal worth as much as $15 million in year one.
It also sounded like John Sterling, something happened in the booth.
He got hit by a ball.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
He got hit by Shohei. From Anaheim to Denver. The Phoenix Suns staying busy, signing forward Bol Bol. They trade campaign to the Spurs for a future second-round pick and to clear $24 million luxury tax, and they get three future number twos from Orlando for agreeing to a first-round pick swap in 2026. And Mexico fought off Panama 1-0 in Vegas to win its ninth Gold Cup, the most in the event's history.
Oh.
And we're getting stunned?
Oh, yeah!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
And P.S., another decision we've got to make here because we stunned that doofus. If he's not here anymore, it's still called Stunned to a News?
I think so. Pete and I have had some brief conversations about this. I think it stays Stunned to a News. I think it's a signature on the show, and I don't think we have to change it just because Mraz is...
Do we bleep out his voice in the open, though?
The thing is, it's called it because he said it, so it's kind of weird to then call it without people knowing why.
What I did here still happened here, just because I'm leaving.
We should have other, like, guest voice people to do that.
Pete signing up for more work.
No, let's keep the way it is.
Yep. This done courtesy of Roddy2112 via Twitter DM. I think we've all seen the viral video by now of the sea otter wrestling away surfboards from humans in Santa Cruz, California. Marine biologists are concerned by the behavior because otters should not be approaching humans like this. They're afraid of what might happen next, so they've been trying to capture Otter 841 for the last week plus without any success. In fact, this otter, who has a blue tracking tag on a flipper, has been avoiding capture since last summer when it first acted erratically. Researchers say the otter is not following the normal behavioral patterns when it rests, when it eats, so figuring out a capture plan has been tough. Apparently, it's a smart otter, and it knows that nets are bad for it, so it stays away from those two. Once they catch it, it'll be evaluated and then sent to a zoo or an aquarium.
Oh, this is horrible.
Why?
Who are we to tell the otter how he should be behaving? If he's escaped there looking for him for a year, he's in his habitat, natural habitat. Now, you don't want him eating humans, but we also maybe shouldn't be in their water.
Eating humans?
Or surfboards or whatever, eating stuff, like biting into that.
He's definitely not eating humans.
But the bottom line is this, they don't like his erratic behavior. He's an otter. Not all humans act the same. Let him live out, and we shouldn't be making that determination to drag him to SeaWorld.
All right, let me ask you a question, though. You take the girls to California, they're in the water on a little wake, you know, what do they call it, a little boogie board thing.
Uh-huh.
And this otter, who they've been looking for, who you've advocated leaving alone, takes a big swipe at your daughter and big cut of her leg, needs stitches. Are you okay with that, or are you angry because they didn't catch the otter?
I mean, I understand that I'm in their habitat, and every time I get in the ocean, I'm aware a shark could bite me.
Right, but, like, they actually have the ability to take this otter out of the mix of hurting somebody.
Okay, but who's to say the next Gary the Otter can't do that a year later?
Now,
Is the otter hurting anybody, though, or is he just...
Not yet. I think the fear is what would happen next.
So they think that he's a danger.
That, yeah, I guess when animals don't act the normal way, it makes them nervous that there's something going on inside the animal, and that could lead it to do something it would normally do, like take a bite of somebody, or I don't know what kind of claws, nails otters have.
But for now, he's not just kind of being like a playful little animal?
I mean, maybe, but there's only so much they can know without talking to otters, you know? So they're judging it by its behavior, and that's not great.
Yeah, the video itself seems like he's totally benign. He's just swimming alongside the other surfer, and he's, like, grabbing the surfboard. And you're like, aha, it's just, like, a little otter that's trying to latch onto the surfboard.
Isn't there one, though, where it, like, kind of makes a move toward the person and get it off the end of the surfboard to, like, really claim it?
I don't know.
But this, look, if this was a fox, and it was, like, coming down everybody's neighborhood block and acting erratically, yeah, tranquilize the fox and bring it to the zoo. We are the ones invading the otter's home, where the fox would be the one coming to our home. That's where I just disagree with it. He wants to act erratic, and you know what? Nature's nature. A whale eats him, a whale eats him. Let him go play that business with his friends.
I don't think whales eat otters.
You know what I mean, though? We should not be making that determination. Take him out of his habitat because we need to paddleboard.
Well, no, the difference between your examples, though, is... an otter doing something that otters don't normally do. When a shark bites you, you go, well, you're in the ocean. That's part of the...
But we're not otters. How do we know what they do?
Because they, like this one, they tag them and they track them and they observe them. And
so we know because he's acting the same way. How do we know that the otters off of 200 miles off the coast of New Zealand aren't acting like that?
Because there's nobody surfing off the 200 miles off the coast of New Zealand.
Exactly. That's the thing. We don't know that it's a rat. It's just a different cat.
Well... I feel bad if the otter has to be removed just because he's being playful.
Right. If it's just being playful, I guess, is what you're trying to figure out here.
Yeah.
Because no one has seen, like, this is not a common practice, as far as anybody knows, is otters hijacking surfboards from humans.
And where is this?
Santa Cruz, California.
Cool Californian otter, right? Pretty cool. Otters, seals... Coastal animals are kind of cool.
That just like hang out and just look like your fat uncle laying on a boardwalk.
Eat fish. Sea lions. Seals are really cool.
Otters are super smart. One of the few animals that can use tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. They use a rock to smash open the clams and the oysters.
Yeah.
Or like their own tools. They're not turning a wrench or anything. Like I can't get an otter to change my oil.
No, unfortunately. Not yet. Not yet.
We're working on it.
If the vocational program
behavior.
That would be slightly erratic. But, you know, look, if the Garoppolos have their way, we'll have otters cycle through the vocational schools here soon.
Yeah, if an otter came up to me and was like, you want to use the Fram filter? I would think that's erratic behavior.
We got to get them into the trades. All right, thank you, folks. When we come back here on the show, what is Miles Sanders talking about with Andy Dalton? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
There are some days where, you know, anxiety and soul-crushing get you, and you just need to soothe the soul. And an Asiago Ranch Chicken Club, two junior bacons, a four-piece nugget, and a Frosty sometimes is what you need.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We've all been there. 51 minutes past the hour, DA with you on CBS Sports Radio. Watch the show on Twitch or on YouTube. Full episodes are available on YouTube. Just go to the CBS Sports Radio channel. You could also listen to us as well, or watch us rather, at watchda.com. Well, we know that Andy Dalton has been a decent quarterback over the years, has made the postseason a couple of times, 12-year career, and signed a deal with the Carolina Panthers to be Bryce Young's mentor. And Miles Sanders followed him. 5 years in Philadelphia. He heads to the Carolina Panthers on a 4-year, $25 million contract in free agency. So Miles Sanders, who was a solid part of the Eagles' run game, obviously, and run to the Super Bowl last year, is now in Carolina. And Miles Sanders was on WFNZ's Mac and Bone Show in Charlotte.
I have a good feeling about these guys. These guys work.
And that's the main thing I'm noticing in OTAs. We got a very, very good young quarterback that's being mentored by a very, very, very good quarterback, future Hall of Famer, Andy Dalton.
Now, this is a pretty hysterical story because Miles Sanders is just trying to be nice to a teammate. And this would have absolutely no attention, no national attention, no attention on social media had he not just thrown in that one little phrase. He can say, Bryce Young's being mentored by a great quarterback, a veteran quarterback, a winner, all of these types of things. We're really happy to have Andy Dalton here. I see how much wisdom he brings to the table. He knows what he's doing. He teaches us every day. All of that would be fine, and nobody would say a peep about it. But Miles Sanders had to just inject in there, quote, future Hall of Famer. Now, I think we know why he's being nice. It's because guys at the time of year are always nice, especially to the veterans that he's just trying to say, like, we've got a good locker room. But why he said future Hall of Famer is truly bizarre because Miles Sanders can't really think that Andy Dalton is a future Hall of Famer unless he doesn't really know who Andy Dalton is. I mean, is it possible like he thinks Andy Dalton was like Matt Ryan or Philip Rivers and just kind of getting them all mixed up? Andy Dalton is a three-time Pro Bowler, and that's the list. And he's been fine, but of course he's not making the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it strikes me like when I was 8 years old and I used to collect baseball cards, and there were guys that I thought were in the Hall of Fame because I collected their cards and I thought that they were a big deal, and then I realized they weren't in the Hall of Fame, and I'm like, whoa, wait a second, that guy's not in the Hall of Fame? I feel like Miles Sanders has to be like me when I was 8 years old. Wait, Andy Dalton's not a future Hall of Famer? Oh, weird.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.